used them. If I did, I didn't know what they were using, anything of this nature.
Okay. Have you ever heard marijuana called by other names?
Yes, but I can't think of the name of the term.
Okay.
And, well, I guess it's, some of my students really, when we get to talking about different kinds of drugs, they really go off when they realize that I don't know street terms for different kinds of drugs that they use every day, which is common.
Yeah.
I just, as I said earlier, I never, not only did I not have the opportunity, but I never was interested in being away from home very much.
Yeah.
I just wasn't, for some strange reason, I just wasn't. I was contented with being home.
I'm the same way. I don't know things about myself from personal experience, but heard a lot of different names for it. Any other names for cocaine? I think you mentioned that.
No.
Like coke or snow or none of that.
I've heard the terms, but I wouldn't, if I heard someone say the word snow, I probably would know, well, I would know that he was referring to some kind of drug, but I wouldn't know that he was referring to cocaine.
One that I don't think that you mentioned, the especially dangerous stuff that's injected usually. It's really hard to shake. The heroin?
Well.
Is that, if you had to name it, would you call it that or anything else?
Heroin, that's it. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not familiar with other
no.
things like smack or horse or that stuff. Okay. What about a person who is has to have this stuff, who's addicted to it, you call
He's
it?
He's an addict.
Yeah. And a man who sells it on the street?
A pusher.
What about the man who is really at the source of the supply, who supplies the pusher? Do you have a name?
I don't have a name.
Like dealer or anything like that? Okay. Do you have any slang names for money?
Well, I don't guess cash would be a slang. Is cash considered a slang? No.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people, slang might not be a good word to use because a lot of people can't put their finger on what slang is, but I think I would say cash would be pretty generally accepted, I guess.
Cash.
Yeah.
That'd be,
like bills or green or that kind of thing.
Greenbacks, bills, cash, coins.
And a shop, if you needed ready cash, you might take something like a stereo set, you know, and get money in exchange for it, they would probably give you a ticket.
A pawn shop.
Yeah, okay. Have one of those in the crowd?
No.
Okay. Do you have any different names for wine, slang names for wine?
No.
That hasn't been very productive either. What about an area of town? Again, this doesn't apply to a crowd, I'm sure, but an area of town that's a very rough section of town that you would probably be ill-advised to go during certain hours of the night.
Well, I don't know a general term for them, but once you live in a particular town for a certain while, then you get by word of mouth, you hear of a particular neighborhood that is considered rough.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's take Chicago for an example. The west side and northwest side is supposed to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether there's a general term that you can use that anybody in any town would know.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if I just spoke one word, automatically a rough neighborhood would come to mind. I don't know of a word of that nature.
Yeah. I was thinking of something like Skid Row. Would you ever use
that? No, Skid. If in using the word Skid Row, the term Skid Row, I would think of a place where, well, as you said, I was flop houses, drunks, winos, derelicts, people that are primarily, their lives are being wasted away simply because of some kind of addiction to alcohol or wine or something of this nature.
Would you consider Skid Row area associated with high crime rate?
No, I wouldn't, because I think of the kind of people. Because I think the people are in a constant state of a constant state of drunkenness.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the only thing that they're primarily interested in is trying to
stay drunk.
Yeah, stay drunk. Yeah. And I guess it can.